Hello and welcome to our podcast, Spilling Tea with the G's. I am your host, Nick Galarakis. I am joined by my brother, Steve Galarakis. We are delighted to be teaming up for what we expect to be a fun and insightful podcast season filled with people in the adolescent young adult cancer community, or better known by the acronym AYA. The purpose of this season is to look at services and resources that might be forgotten by the AYA cancer community so people can learn more about what is out there that can help them live their life how they want to. Before I introduce this session's interviewee, I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge that we could not make this podcast possible without the amazing supporters from the following organizations: Bristol-Myers Squibb, Genentech, Servier, and Walgreens. These organizations support our mission at the Stephen G. Cancer Foundation and Elephants in Tea to make sure no AYA faces cancer alone, regardless of race, ethnicity, gender, or location. If you know someone at these organizations, please thank them for all that they do for our community. This session is brought to you by Walgreens. If you want to learn more about how Walgreens helps the cancer community, please visit walgreens.com/cancerhelp. And with that, our session guest is Sydney Belilis, oncology specialty pharmacist with Walgreens. We dive into several frequent asked questions from the AYA community geared towards how a pharmacist like Sydney can help cancer patients in ways that isn't just filling a prescription bottle. So sit back, relax, plug in your headphones, and enjoy our conversation with Sydney. All right. So again, Sydney, thanks for joining us on Spilling Tea with the G's. We're super excited to have you on. How are you doing today?
I am awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here too.
Awesome. We're pumped. We're excited. And, you know, bringing you on, this continues with our theme of kind of the forgotten resources, and you being a pharmacist really fits that, specifically an oncology specialty pharmacist. So let's just kind of start off there, and just, I would love for people to know about, you know, what encouraged you to become an oncology specialty pharmacist, right? We always hear just pharmacist. And I think the average person doesn't necessarily realize that there are specialty areas of pharmacy, right?
Yep, absolutely. So I truly started my journey as just a regular retail pharmacist. Never did I actually imagine that I would be an oncology specialty pharmacist, but kind of what led me here is my own family journey with cancer. So my grandmother was diagnosed with lung cancer when I was in college, actually right before I went to college. And she passed away my freshman year of college. And that really, you know, I saw the intricacies of what happened in the healthcare system, and it was so complex. And I just wanted to be able to help. I've always kind of known I wanted to help people, and pharmacy just wound up being the path. 11 years ago, did I think I would be in oncology pharmacy? No, but it's exactly where I was supposed to land.
That's so awesome to hear. And thank you for all that you do, right? I think that that's just so important from that standpoint. So let's kind of get into some questions for you. Steve and I have some good ones, and we're super excited about them. And I'll ask the first one, you know, what is the best way for patients to provide their medical history to you? I think that that's something that a lot of times people forget about, that is really important for pharmacists to know that, right?
Yeah, that's such a great question. So my first statement always is, don't be shy. So I know how intimidating a retail pharmacy can be. There's phones ringing, you see a line when you walk up, you see the pharmacist answering other questions, answering phone calls, maybe giving a vaccine. And so I think the first thing I want to say is just don't be shy. If you want to speak to the pharmacist, if you get to the technician or cashier up front, just say, hey, could I have a minute with your pharmacist? You are never interrupting us. That's why we're there. This is why we do what we do. So we want to take the time to stop and talk to you and answer your questions and find out what's going on. Better yet, if you're at your local pharmacy and you're talking to your pharmacist, just say, hey, you know, I'm a cancer patient. Do you have a specialty pharmacist that's around that I could talk to? And this is kind of where we were talking about that forgotten resources. We're here. There's pharmacists like me that are strategically placed in the community. We're near healthcare centers. Sometimes, like me, we're in a cancer center, and your retail pharmacist could connect you or your family member to us so that we could really help you and gather all that information. So what we do is a little bit different from your retail pharmacist, where yes, they're going to gather your health conditions and talk to you about side effects. We actually are designed to have that time with our patients and caregivers to go through all the complexities of your health condition. So we're there to take that extra time and make sure we answer your questions. So see if you can find one of us, and we're here. We'll connect you with whoever you need.
That's awesome, right? And I think a lot of people think that, I know myself included, I'm not a patient or survivor. We sometimes forget that pharmacists and those that work in the pharmacy aren't necessarily there just to fill a pill bottle or a prescription or whatever the case might be, right? And I think that that is clearly something that we want to hit home as our organization, obviously for what you do at Walgreens and stuff as well, is that you're an awesome resource for people. You're there to be there for them and to talk through what they might need, right? And I think that that's what's super important by that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So kind of going into, I think this is a, I think a common question, not just necessarily in oncology, but what is there an outcome difference between generic drugs versus name brand drugs, right? We always see the Walgreens branded stuff versus other branded things. You know, tell us a little about that.
Oh my gosh. I get this question almost every day. So it's a great question. So in reality, typically the answer is no, especially in the oral oncology space. So in order for a drug to be on the market as a generic, that means it actually has to have the same characteristics as its brand name counterpart. So that means it's going to have the same form. So whether it's a tablet or a capsule or an injectable medication, or whether it's a liquid, it has to have the same form, the same strength, and then the same characteristics in the body before it can ever make it to the market. So in general, the answer is no. So I always like to have my patients ask that question so that we can really talk through. Really, when you have a generic medication that comes on the market, we're going to typically recommend that you're going to have cost savings associated with it as well.
Awesome. That's just great knowledge to know. I think that a lot of us are, you always hear like, oh, is it the same? Is it not? But in fact, it really is. So that's,
it really is.
Cool. Yeah.
In that same vein, Sydney, you know, obviously as a cancer patient, you're dealing with whole hosts of medications from antacids to chemotherapies and everything in between, and understanding, you know, how they affect you is extremely important, you know, and this leads to, I think, one of the most important things that comes along with any cancer patient, you know, especially if you're being treated with chemotherapy, is the side effects. You know, we hear the word toxicity when it comes to chemotherapy, but especially, you know, side effects in general from all medications. You know, how would a patient go about getting those answers or getting those questions answered? Would they quite literally come in with a chemotherapy list and say, "This is what I'm being treated with. Can you help me with, you know, with understanding what these side effects might be?" Because we all know that we're told there are side effects, but obviously there can be a litany of side effects that come with those drugs.
Perfect. So this is exactly why I'm here and why I want to talk to you about the community-based specialty pharmacist. So the reality is that you can go in and talk to your pharmacist at your corner Walgreens, and they're going to be able to run a side effect profile. They can tell you about the different things that may happen with the different medications or over-the-counter things. But specifically with oral oncology medications, they don't see those every day. So that's why I think it's really important to have your retail pharmacist connect you with a specialty pharmacist. Those of us like me and my team, where we're specially trained in managing complex conditions, again, I mentioned earlier, we have the time, but we also have the resources and knowledge and the training to be able to take that time and look through all the side effect profiles for you. So what I encourage all of my patients to do is to call me whenever they think they might even be having a side effect. For example, had a great call the other day of a scratchy throat. Super simple. That could be anything, right? And so I had a great conversation with a patient of mine, and we kind of determined after talking that it wasn't any of her medications. When you call your regular pharmacy, we'll say, "Oh, you know, I'm not sure, maybe call your doctor." But what happens when it's with us is that you can call your pharmacist, your specialty pharmacist, and we can take the time to look through each individual medication that you're on. Could even be your IV chemotherapy. If you're not taking an oral oncology medication, but you are on IV chemotherapy, we can talk about that stuff too. So when we're able to whittle it down and use our resources and our knowledge, we're able to really help bring that information home and reiterate it, not only to you, but to your caregiver.
That's very important too, because, you know, one thing that happened with me is that, you know, actually I ended up being allergic to one of my chemotherapies that I needed to have, and I needed to continue therapy with it. So, you know, understanding all of those side effects and those toxicities that come with those drugs is really important. And I guess, you know, specifically speaking to the toxicity of the chemotherapies, I know we talked about the side effects there, but, you know, would that specialty pharmacist also be able to help with understanding the toxicity?
Yes, absolutely. So especially if you're on an oral oncology medication, so taking oral chemotherapy as an outpatient, that's what we specialize in. So what we're going to be able to do is we have, again, I mentioned that time and expertise to go through those side effects. But what we do in each time we have counseling sessions. So we'll go through an extensive initial assessment with our patients. That's a long, you know, sometimes 30-minute conversation, depending on what the patient and caregiver needs, to really talk about the side effects. So what we're going over are not only the common side effects that we anticipate that we're going to see. So what we're going to do is we're going to tell you, you know, hey, Steve, we see about 50% of our patients have this side effect. So when and if it happens to you, give me a call. What we're also going to go through is those side effects that are kind of rare. And then what to do, as you mentioned, that you had an allergic reaction to one of those. So believe it or not, a lot of our patients and caregivers don't know what to do in the event of an allergic reaction. So we're going to first tell you to call 911, but also we want to speak to you. So when you find out that you're allergic to something, it might be that we didn't have an adverse event that required a 911 call. Maybe it was just itchy and we could manage that with outpatient therapy like Benadryl or a cream. So that's the time when you think you're having anything going on, you know, you can give us a call. So the toxicity portion really going into that, because we are specialized in that oral oncology space, what we're going to look at is we know how to work with your medical team. So most of us, like myself, I'm embedded inside of a cancer center. So we work hand in hand with the healthcare team to review labs, to look at biomarkers, or either to look at genetic abnormalities that may lead us to understand where you may or may not experience a toxicity. So I think it's really important that, again, when you have something going on, we talk about that with you. You find out that you did have a toxic situation that happened with your medication, and that was a conversation you had with your provider. Let us know, because then what we're going to do is help you understand the why and kind of help connect all those dots and just be another resource to have those conversations.
Thank you so much, Danica. I think that really should help a lot of our listeners in understanding how to go about understanding the side effects and the toxicities. And you raised something there, specifically oral medication. We know that, you know, a lot of people, depending on where their cancer is, what type of radiation or chemotherapy they have, you know, they might end up with a mucositis or even, you know, radiation burns. Are there different forms? Because again, I know, you know, each medication is specific and has a specific purpose. Are there different forms of oral medication that patients can ask for that will help make that process of taking their medications easier?
Yeah. So the answer is really kind of yes and no. So it's going to depend on the drug. There's a lot of medications that can be manipulated into other dosage forms. So let's say, for example, that you were prescribed a tablet and the tablet is large and you're having difficulty swallowing that tablet. That's when you pick up the phone and call your pharmacist. And we're going to see if we can help you, give you tips and tricks to make swallowing that tablet easier. We're going to give you those tips and tricks, see if they work. If they don't work and we're still having difficulty, we may then look to see, can we manipulate that dosage form? Sometimes there are tablets that can be crushed and mixed into a liquid. There can be capsules that can be opened and sprinkled on top of food. So it's just really important, before you do any of those things, to give us a call, and we're going to see what we can do to help make it easier for you. So in the event we've tried all these things, or we have a form that just is not able to be manipulated, that's when your specialty pharmacist can work with your healthcare team to find something that's going to still give you a therapeutic benefit. And we may just have to pivot and switch therapies. So that's where we come into that conversation.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Because I know I've had some friends who have had radiation or even me, I had mucositis at one point. You know, it makes it very hard to imbibe anything, you know, into your body, let alone a pill. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
And Steve, real quick, I just appreciate the fact that you could tell Sydney's done this before, because we're just pelting her with these questions and she's just like, boom, boom, boom. So thank you, Sydney, for putting up with us. And, you know, Steve every now and then gets a little crazy with some of his questions.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I love it. It's great.
Yeah. So here's the next question I have for you. I was jotting down some comments that you had made earlier, and you mentioned caregivers and most likely parents specifically when it comes to caregivers. How can the patients, parents, and even caregivers help manage their medications?
Yeah, I this is something that I'm super passionate about. So I encourage all of my patients, whether the AYA community or an elderly person, anyone that I'm treating, I encourage a caregiver be present when we have any of our consultations. And the reason being is that you guys that are dealing with this already have a lot being thrown at you. There's nurses, there's navigators, there's your physician. Sometimes there's a radiation oncologist. There's a lot going on. And a second set of eyes, second set of ears, even if you like a third, by all means, bring them in. But I think it's really important to gather that extra information that you may miss. It's overwhelming. And the last thing you should be worried about is how you're going to get your medication. So one thing that I love, I encourage not only, it depends on really the way that you as the patient and or the caregiver want to receive your information. So whether it's personally from me or my staff at the pharmacy, we also have digital solutions. So I love our Walgreens app. It has a managed family prescription section that I use for my own family of five. It kind of helps me understand what's going on with each prescription. You can have something in the palm of your hand, or you can have someone, a live person that you can speak to at all times.
That's awesome. And I know that we have some people in our community that have used the Walgreens app and have loved it from that standpoint too, to be able to keep track of what's going on, when things are ready. It's really sounds like a valuable resource. And that's just awesome that the parents and the caregivers can be in tune on what's going on. And I completely agree that, you know, folks like Steve, unfortunately, you know, you are overwhelmed with everything that's going on. And frankly, parents and caregivers are overwhelmed a lot of times too. So for everybody to be able to get on the same page, that's such a big part of all this, right? And I think that's extremely important. So specifically the adolescent young adult community, financial issues are always a problem. And I think that it goes without saying, just in general, when it comes to oncology, unfortunately, but the AYA space definitely can have some issues when it comes to affording certain things. So for patients that can't afford medications prescribed, you know, what if they can't afford them? How does that look?
Yeah. So I think it's just really important. I think we'll see kind of a theme as we've talked today is making sure you're advocating for yourself or having someone that's advocating for you, especially when it comes to the affordability of your medications. So this is often a part of what goes on with the pharmacist or pharmacy team that often goes unknown for most people, because this is what we do behind the scenes. So there's pharmacists like me, technicians that work with that. Part of our job is to help make sure that your medication is affordable. So your local Walgreens pharmacist can always help with copay assistance. But really my team and myself, we're specially trained to really help navigate the complex health system. So I know it can be really terrifying to walk into the pharmacy. I've had this happen for patients of mine when I was in retail. You walk up and you find out that your medication isn't covered. Or if it is covered, it's some astronomical copay. And so this is where that advocacy piece really comes into play and say, hey, you know, I can't afford that. Can you connect me to some resources where I can find some help? So your retail pharmacist would then, again, it's that whole connection piece, get you back to me. We hope that it happens beforehand, that it ever before it ever reaches our retail side, because we're handling those complex medications. But what happens with our team is that we work hand in hand with the medical team to help work with the insurance, to work on getting those medications, number one, covered through the insurance plan. So that's kind of that behind the scenes that I was talking about. And really then what happens after it's covered? So I mentioned the astronomical copays. That happens on a daily basis. So what we're doing at that point is working for eligible patients. We're making sure helping them sign up for copay assistance through the manufacturer, or we have access to a number of foundations to help patients that also qualify for foundational assistance to help sign them up for those programs. And then what that looks like after that is typically those foundations can help bring down the cost of the medication and sometimes even cover the entire cost of treatment. So that's where we come in, and it's a little unique. So our goal is to make sure that not only is the medication affordable, but that you have access to it. And by decreasing the cost, that you're able to not have to worry about that. So again, we mentioned you're already worrying about so many other things, and getting your medication should not be one of them.
Awesome.
Well, you know, and Sydney, that's actually something that I have personally experienced. And actually being an adolescent and adult, I was, you know, I think it's 26, you leave your parents' health insurance. Is that what it is?
I think so.
You know, and so there was a pain medication specifically called Nucynta that, you know, and you know, it worked incredible on the neurological pain and physical pain that I was having. But under my parents' insurance, you know, a full month's dose cost $30. But the second I went off that, off their insurance and had to start my own insurance under the Affordable Health Care Act, I think that price ballooned to over $1,200.
Yes.
You know, and my pharmacist was actually able to connect me with the manufacturer and be able to get some discounts through them. And it made it much more affordable, still expensive, but much more affordable than that $1,200. And so that was something that I would not have known about without my pharmacist, you know, just having that knowledge. Yeah. So to all of those listeners out there, please, if you do have one of those issues, please talk to your pharmacist. They're very knowledgeable, as we can tell from Sydney here as well. That's something that's very important for all of our listeners. And as Nick pointed out, not just in, you know, AYA or even in the oncology space, but just patients in general. And when it comes to medication, and, you know, that kind of leads to something of, you know, importance there, you know, switching insurance companies, you know, as I learned switching from my parents, you know, again, being a 26-year-old and having my insurance taken care of by my parents, I didn't think much about the consequences of changing and how that would not just dramatically affect where I could go, but also what I could afford. So is this something that a pharmacist can help me understand, at least when it comes to the medication side of things, you know, how switching insurance companies can affect that?
Yeah, so there's always two things that I encourage. Well, before I even go into those two things, before you switch insurance companies, talk to your pharmacist, okay? And just say, you know, can I get a list of my medications and how much they're costing? Maybe there's a lot of medication, you're unsure of your copay for each medication. So we can help you get that. And then the short answer to your question, Steve, is yes, we can help you kind of determine and give you some thought processes, about how to choose the proper plan. So let's say you're already on a medication, okay? You know you're on your oral chemotherapy, for example, and you know you're going to stay on it for the rest of the year. Before you switch plans or before you choose a plan, you can always call that insurance company and ask them for their formulary. So it may seem scary to ask for that, and you'll receive a pretty big document. I'm not going to lie, it's got every medication on there. But what you can do is you can compare your current price that we could give you from the pharmacy to what it would be on their formulary price. What you'll see there are different things like different tiers or co-insurances. And you may also find out if it requires a pre-authorization before the insurance plan covers it. So those are kind of all good pieces of information that I think you need to know prior to that switch. The second piece that I always like to say is you need to ask the plan what pharmacies are contracted. So that's often not something that patients think about when they're switching insurance because it's kind of in the fine print. So if you're happy with your current pharmacy, you have a relationship with your pharmacist, and you want to stay with your pharmacy, you need to be sure to ask two different pieces. So can my regular prescription still be filled at this pharmacy? And then what if my medication is a specialty medication, like your oral oncology medication? You want to find out if that's going to be allowable to be filled at your current pharmacy as well. You may find out that you're going to have to go to a mail order pharmacy or switch companies altogether. And it's really important to know that ahead of time so that you can ensure continuity of care. When you have that switch of insurance plans, there's always some bumps along the road. So we want to make sure that we smooth that out as much as possible. And having all that knowledge in your back pocket, it's only going to make it a smoother transition for you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's definitely something that, you know, a few times I've changed insurance companies, not something that I specifically thought about in terms of, you know, making sure that I can get my medication filled at the pharmacy that I normally go to. It's, you know, it isn't something that I think about. And I think you're right that most people probably don't think about that. They probably go, what can I still go to my provider? Can I still go to the hospital that I go to? But they don't think, you know, about the convenience of being able to, you know, for me, walk down the street and go to my drugstore, you know, will I still be able to do that? Or will I have to travel some distance to go somewhere else? So I think that's very important that people do that and understand, I hate to use the word consequences, but, you know, understanding the consequences of changing insurance companies and what are the positives and the negatives of doing that. Yeah. So thank you. That's really, yeah, thank you on that. It's definitely something that I haven't thought about. Currently, right now, I don't need to tell anybody that we're living through a pandemic. And if you don't know we're living through a pandemic, then can I hide under the rock that you're hiding under? But, you know, there's a lot of information out there, a lot of misinformation out there as well. And as cancer patients, you know, we are obviously highly susceptible to new illnesses and anything of that sort. What is the first thing a cancer patient should do when it comes to COVID-19? Now, obviously, yeah. there's the vaccine out there, you know, and when I say the first thing, I mean, in terms of their pharmacist, how should they go about talking to them? Is the pharmacist the right person to talk to about when it comes to the vaccine? And, you know, because a lot of people are scared.
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I think that we would be remiss if we didn't bring this up in our conversation. So first of all, yes, ask your pharmacist. You know, as we continue to go through this pandemic, we are getting more and more information about COVID-19 on a daily basis. The one recommendation for me that stays the same is that it is vitally important, especially for our cancer patients, to not only talk to their healthcare team about the right thing for them, but also to include the pharmacist on that. Sometimes we are the easiest person to get a hold of. And the first question I ask my patients when they come up to me and ask about the COVID-19 vaccine or what they should do, I say, have you talked to your healthcare providers yet? Have you talked to your oncology team? If the answer is yes or no, whatever we talk about, I'm going to go back and I'm going to meet with the team to say, okay, we need to talk about what the next steps forward are for this person. So the answer is that I want you to talk to me and your healthcare provider because it may look different depending on your treatment. So while some people, it may mean, yes, we want you to get vaccinated right now, while others, it may mean we need to wait. So that conversation is really important for us to have and to make sure to just include your pharmacist as part of the healthcare team so we can help you stay healthy.
Well, and you know, that kind of leads to not a curveball question, because Nick knows I love my curveball questions on this show, but we've alluded to the healthcare team a lot on this. You know, what is the best way for a patient, you know, who has a local pharmacist that they deal with on a regular basis? What is the best way for them to get their pharmacist hooked up with their healthcare team?
Yeah, that is a great question. So I think there's one of two ways. So number one, ask your pharmacist that is in your community is very open to collaborating with your healthcare providers. And like we mentioned earlier, it can seem really busy in our retail pharmacies. So I think it's a really important discussion to have with your retail pharmacist. If you really need that in-depth discussion with the healthcare team to connect again with a pharmacist like me, there's over 300 community-based specialty pharmacies with Walgreens. Our retail partners know who we are and know how to get in touch with us. And so it's a really good opportunity to transition care if you have a complex health condition to one of our specialty pharmacies, because we're going to get you to the right place and we're going to be able to connect with the right people and the right healthcare team, whether it's in your community or whether it's within your state. So we have so many resources out there that I just encourage you to just keep asking the question, say, hey, I learned from this pharmacist, Sydney, on a podcast that there's some people out there like you. How do I find them? And they can call me and I'll help them.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
And yeah. I think that's, you know, Sydney, a perfect segue to closing things up and plus get you out of here before Steve throws any more curveballs at you. but I know for everyone listening on, if they want to find more information, they can learn more about Walgreens pharmacists like Sydney that are here for cancer patients. And that's by visiting walgreens.com/cancerhelp. Again, that's walgreens.com/cancerhelp. And Sydney, again, just thank you so much for coming on today. Talking with myself and Steve, talking to the community more so than anything, to really just let people know how important the pharmacist role really is in the medical team, right? And we always talk about this, but it's such a role that I think is forgotten, that you are a part of that medical team and such an integral part of that team as well.
Well, so. It's been my pleasure. Thank you guys so much for having me. Anytime.
Thank you, Wonderful. Sydney. I know I learned a ton today as well. Awesome. So thank you so much for Good. Coming on.
Yes, you're welcome.
Our thanks to Sydney Belilis for joining us today and talking to us about how important an oncology specialty pharmacist, and really all pharmacists, are very important and definitely forgotten resources in the AYA cancer community. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe to our podcast, as all of this helps us grow our reach so more people can feel less alone in facing cancer. Again, I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge that we cannot make this podcast possible without the amazing supporters from the following organizations: Bristol-Myers Squibb, Genentech, Servier, and Walgreens. These organizations support our mission at the Stephen G. Cancer Foundation and Elephants in Tea to make sure no AYA faces cancer alone, regardless of race, ethnicity, gender, or location. If you know someone at these organizations, please thank them for all that they do for our community. And I'd like to also acknowledge specifically that Walgreens is this session sponsor. Have a great day, all. Toodles.